This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly forwards Federal Civil Service Bill and Citizenship Second Amendment Bill to Legislative Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government ready to deploy ultra-modern technology for disaster response. UML Central Committee meeting concludes deciding not to renew former President Bidya Devi Bhandari's membership. And US President Donald Trump announces massive trade deal with Japan. Now, the news in detail. In yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly, lawmakers raised a wide range of pressing national issues, including climate change, natural disasters, and the need for inclusive governance. During a special hour, members from various political parties highlighted the urgent need for unity in addressing public service and national interest. Lawmakers called on the government to respond to growing challenges caused by landslides in the hills and droughts in the Tarai, which are severely affecting daily life. They also expressed concern over interference in the cooling off provision in the Federal Civil Service Bill. Questions were raised about delays in tabling key legislations, such as Integrated Election Management Bill and the Social Networking Bill and the School Education Bill. Lawmakers demanded a mandatory 33% candidacy quota for women in elections and urged comprehensive climate action, especially involving youth and women. In the emergency hour, lawmakers drew attention to the ongoing drinking water crisis in the Tarai and called on the government to take immediate action. Concerns about rising corruption were also voiced, with demands for stricter control and an impartial investigation into allegations against Minister for Land Management Balaram Adhikari. Lawmakers demanded his resignation, citing audio evidence pointing to his involvement in corruption activities. The meeting also saw legislative progress. The Federal Civil Service Bill and Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill have been forwarded to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Both proposals were presented respectively by Federal Affairs Minister Bhagwati Neupane and Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and unanimously endorsed by the Assembly. Responding to questions, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak stated that the government is actively constructing temporary shelters for disaster victims and prioritizing reconstruction, retrofitting and rehabilitation efforts. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for July 27. President Ramchandra Pawdel unveiled the National Land Cover Map 2020-22 at the President's Office Sitil Nivas yesterday. The map, developed by the Forest Research and Training Center under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, was formally handed over to the President by Center's Director Dr. Rajendra Kesi. According to newly published data, forest area covers 46.08% of Nepal's total land. The map is expected to support evidence-based environmental planning, conservation efforts, and sustainable land use management across the country. A delegation led by Chen Xiaodong, chairperson of the China International Development Cooperation Agency, CIDCA, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday at his official residence, Balwatar. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Oli thanked the Chinese government for prioritizing the reconstruction of physical infrastructure at the Rasuagadi border area, which was damaged by recent flash floods. He stated that the Nepali side has also accelerated its efforts in this regard. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of ensuring the smooth operation of the Kima Thangka and other border transit points with China. He also emphasized the need to advance projects under the Belt and Road Initiative framework aiming to transform Nepal from landlocked to a land-linked country. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has announced that the government is now prepared to use ultra-modern technology, including drones, for disaster response, search, rescue and relief operations. Speaking at a Memorandum of Understanding MOU signing ceremony between the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, and the Nepal Drone Association held at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, Minister Lekhak said drones will be used to deliver emergency supplies like medicines and water during disasters. The MOU will be effective for 1 year and may be renewed based on mutual agreement. Earlier, the ministry had also signed an MOU with the Helicopter Society of Nepal for the free use of helicopters in post-disaster rescue operations. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has decided to seek progress reports from various government agencies regarding the implementation of its directives issued during the last fiscal year. In a meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday, the committee gave the concerned agencies a 7-day deadline to submit their responses. Committee Chair Ammar Bahadur Thapa stated that the move aims to ensure accountability and follow-up on the discussions on decisions taken in past meetings. The committee also directed the Ministry of Communications to provide clarifications on concerns raised about the Information Technology and Cyber Security Bill 2082 and the Social Media Bill 2081 during discussions on the Media Council Bill. Additionally, the committee has decided to form a subcommittee for clause-wise deliberations on the Media Council Bill. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia has reaffirmed the government's commitment to the protection and promotion of human rights. Speaking at yesterday's meeting of the Committee of Law, Justice and Human Rights under the House of Representatives, Minister Chaurasia assured that the government would give high priority to implementing the recommendations of the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC. Also addressing the meeting, NHRC Chairperson Top Bahadur Magar stressed the need to strengthen the implementation of human rights and called for greater collaboration among stakeholders to achieve that goal. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has stressed that it is not enough for Nepal Telecom to claim district-wide coverage. In theory, services must reach each and every household in practice. Speaking during a discussion on the annual budget and programs of Nepal Telecom, NTC, and the Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, for the fiscal year 2025-26, held at the ministry yesterday, Minister Gurung called for the immediate rollout of 4G in all households and the swift expansion of the 5G network. He warned that delays in telecommunications development could hinder the government's digital framework goals and create challenges in achieving digital good governance. National Assembly Vice Chairperson Bimala Ghimire has emphasized the need for a regulatory system to make social networking sites more balanced, responsible, transparent, and respectful of human rights. Speaking at a discussion program on the Social Networking Sites Regulation Bill 2081, organized by the Forum for Women, Law and Development in Kathmandu yesterday, Vice Chairperson Ghimire clarified that the goal is to regulate, not control, social media through legislation. The ruling CPN-UML has decided that former President Vidya Devi Bhandari, who once served as head of state and supreme commander of the Nepal Army, should not return to active party politics. The decision was made during the party's central committee meeting, which concluded late last night. The meeting endorsed the party statute amendment proposal and ruled that Bhandari will be requested to serve in as an advisory and guardian role, respecting her position as a former president. The session, which lasted nearly 12 hours, included in-depth discussions on the statute amendment proposal presented by Vice Chairperson and Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has announced a massive trade deal between the United States and Japan. According to Trump's social media post, Japan will invest $550 billion into U.S. economy and impose a 15% reciprocal tariff. The deal also includes Japan opening its markets to U.S. goods such as cars, trucks, rice, and certain agricultural products. Trump further stated that a trade agreement with the European Union is expected to be announced on Wednesday, with additional deals planned in the near future. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly region of the country and at few places of the rest of the country today. Heavy rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Bagmati and Gandaki province, with chances of light to moderate snowfall or rainfall in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is situated in its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. National Assembly forwards Federal Civil Service Bill and Citizenship Second Amendment Bill to Legislative Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government ready to deploy ultra-modern technology for disaster response. UML Central Committee meeting concludes deciding not to renew former President Bidya Devi Bhandari's membership. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces massive trade deal with Japan. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.